And then Davis is like, whoa, I feel my heartbeat. And then he's like, no, that's Ken's heartbeat.
Ken's heart.
It was emotion. Mm-hmm. It was like a love story.
Oh, you know what emotion is.
Yeah. I often feel both emotions, which are anger and hunger.
True. Sometimes true. At the same time.
This one right here.
Always at the same so time.
It's the fundamental of manhood.
I know what you're up to. Yeah, you want to be the king, huh?
What about honor and fairness and shit?
Your darkness swallowed up my son? Who decided that?
Are you gay?
What? No, I sell propane.
Hey guys and gals, Dad Justin here. This episode is brought to you by someone very special, but instead of me telling you about them, I figure I'd let them tell you about themselves. So, we'll play the recording, then we'll get right on to our regular show. Just know I'm proud of each and every single one of you. Bye.
Hello everyone, my name is Sensei Suplex and I am your D&D Sensei. I am a professional dungeon master looking to bring your games to that of the next level. We give out actionable tips on Twitch and that of YouTube. But also I'm the lead of a grand universe known as Project Aurora. A universe featuring several dozen dungeon masters as well as campaigns. All the players' actions as well as your actions on Twitch and Discord impact the entire universe in real time. From players learning forbidden magics for the entire world to deal with, to even that of entire armies being led full of actual players against an unbelievable threat. Everyone's actions, all their consequences, matter and impact the universe. However, we do not stop there. The community gets heavily involved in that of the world building to get their own ideas and creative applications implemented into the universe and all of its lore. And at times, they even get to play out set history that they created, made by chat and many one-shots or adventures, and campaigns all ran by me or any of the other dungeon masters in the project. But 3 years of collaborative world building, 72 characters and 800 plus supporters, I would like to welcome you all to the Auroraverse. With that, as I said, everyone leaves their mark, but the question is, how will you?
Gone on, everyone. If you've made it here, you've done the correct thing. You waited till your parents left the house. You snuck into the room, went under your dad's bed, and you pulled the secret tape out and you put it in. And welcome to Dad's Anime Stash. As always, I am the Bushido Geek. Welcomed with Josh, of course, our my fellow sexy co-host. There's some other guy there that we'll ignore for a little bit. We got the people from Sugo Summit here joining
what
us,
up? I think.
And Anime of the Week as well.
Hello.
And then, you know, fucking Barry and all your shit.
I love you too, Mark.
I know. So, we're going to be doing top three anime fights. And it's an interesting topic because it's... I feel like this is going to be a pretty good spread.
I'm worried that we all have the exact same top three.
I know for a fact.
Yeah, that's what we were worried about.
we wrote like 10 down just in case.
Fucking 10, geez.
I'm pretty sure I have the same one as you, Josh.
I would be amazed.
We might.
It's possible.
I mean, we know it's coming from the same anime.
Right, yeah. It's just a matter of which one did we actually go with.
Because you remember our top three villains. That worked out perfectly.
It synced up so fucking well. So I don't know who wants to, who's more excited to jump in first. I don't think it really matters what order we go in here.
Oh, I'll go.
Yeah, let's.
No, Justin's going to go first.
Go ahead.
Let's get the three Naruto fights out of the way.
Yeah. that's clear. That's why I thought about doing it first. Quick question: do we count that's Pokemon as anime?
Yep.
We do count Pokemon as anime. Okay. Then my why first fight. Nice? Well, I just wasn't sure. My first one is because it kind of changed the whole tone of how I looked at how Pokemon can battle. Pikachu versus Onix. I expected people to go back and forth using the same four moves over and over, and then Pikachu fucked it all up for my brain and hit the sprinkler system somehow. And from then on, it kind of just changed how I looked at Pokemon as a show versus the Game Boy,
That was early on, too.
Have sprinklers.
It was early, episode 5, 6?
Yeah.
Isn't the first 10 for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've looked up cheat codes for sprinkler systems in the game, and it's just not there.
If only.
Impossible.
That would have made the games a lot easier.
Oh, for sure. Could be an Onyx in like two moves.
Too bad they didn't have a Game Shark code for that.
I would use that move in every single gym battle.
Even about water? Even a water.
Yeah, what about versus
with a distraction?
And that was also the last time that Ash showed any promise of being a good Pokemon trainer.
He won the Pokemon League.
He won a bullshit league.
After how
bullshit
long?
League's still how a league. Long?
He won like the participation trophy league where they were like, well, you're here. We didn't have a full roster. So, I mean, I guess here you go.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah. He won the it's not recognized by anyone, but you can tell all your friends.
You think they had a pizza party afterwards?
Yeah. He gets like pizza party and a Coke. Like, here you go, champ.
I think Ash is the only one that ever tried to fist fight Mewtwo.
He did try to fist fight.
That's true.
That was badass. Pokemon. I'm surprised that wasn't everyone's number one.
Yeah, he said he can talk like a human, catch hands like a human.
He did. I guess
because a fight normally is like there's two sides to it, not just Ash getting his ass kicked.
That's honestly, man, that's not true. Most fights are just someone getting hit and going down.
Sometimes those are the best fights.
A good hit takes down most people.
True. That's very true.
But I suppose Barry, as he stares down and doesn't pay attention to what the fuck we're doing.
I'm promoting over here, man.
He's making sure he was wearing pants. He wasn't trying to get
That's a daily.
Yeah. All right. So Pokemon. It's a good fight, though. I mean,
solid.
It's an interesting way to start it.
It is.
Despite the fact that we all hate Barry. He has been coming in pretty hot these last couple of weeks.
He technically is the champion.
Like, we're rubbing off on him.
He did win the last quiz show.
Yeah, we don't like to acknowledge it. He's like the paper champion.
So he's
around, but
that was a good score.
I would like to say, since we started this show, I do believe your anime influences, both Mark and Josh, been rubbing off on me because I just started Yu Yu Hakusho again to finally get all the references.
Yes. There you go.
There you go.
You get it when you're older.
I love the
You went from like pure garbage to like, you're at the top of the garbage pile now. You were at the bottom and you've moved up to the top.
Drake said, I started from the bottom and I'm here now.
It's like an eclair sitting on top of the garbage, waiting for George Costanza to eat it.
Yeah, now you're crushing it.
The hope is by the end of like the end of our show, I'll finally be where you guys are at. But
I have faith.
We'll see the progression as we advance.
You'll be where we were.
They'll never catch up ever.
Yeah, for sure.
You just gotta hope that they go in a coma for like 6 months, so then you can actually catch up to them.
Yeah. So I guess we'll just go.
I like that
in a weird, in a weird circle.
You want to just go one? Like everybody says, their first, then their second.
Well, everybody will do their first. We just got to figure out which way we're going. We're going
clockwise.
For sure.
Yeah. Do you want to go clockwise, or do you want to go? How do you want to go?
Let's not. Do you want to go into an argument about what clockwise and counterclockwise is?
Let's just fucking figure it out. All right, I'm just going to decide. Josh, just go.
I'm glad I got to go next after bringing up the Yu Yu Hakusho, because we knew this was going to come in. And I went back and forth on two fights.
Yeah.
But I had to say this one is my number three, and it's the Dark Tournament, Yusuke versus Chu.
Oh, all right, so we're going
to...
Okay.
Just watch that.
All right, well, that's what I thought was going to fucking happen.
Yeah, you knew it was.
Jinx it.
I did. Well, luckily, it's not my It's not my next one, but that's such a good fight, though.
It really is, because you got your good energy ball battle, and then just it breaks down into two drunk-ish dudes punching just the shit out of each other. Standing the shit out of each other. What more do you want out of anything?
They put in knives. I mean, just it doesn't get any better. There's knives. It's, it's so good. It's so good. All right, well, I'm going to – it's on my list, but I'm like, I don't – like, I'll just skip it for now, and I'll just end with that so it's super short at the end. So one of mine is from a boxing anime, Hajime no Ippo. So I'm going Ippo versus Sendo, their second fight, which is where Ippo first wins a title in the anime. And it's because it's such a good fight in the anime, but it's because it's coming off of the main character's first loss. So they do this whole arc of like him dealing with the first loss in boxing and like trying to get back the confidence he had when he was undefeated to then immediately jumping into a title fight again where he lost his first attempt at winning a title. It's such a good fight. They go into like it's just so good. It's real boxing techniques and actually moves. And I love that anime, and it's such a good fight.
Yeah. I love Ippo so much. That Dempsey roll is unstoppable.
It's so good. It's so good. It's so good.
Every time anyone does anything similar to it, it's referenced.
Yeah. Especially when he just like figures it out and he's just like, yeah, I figured out how to teach myself this thing. And it's like, that's a pro boxing move.
Yeah. Mike Tyson did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's why he's so unstoppable.
Yep. Yeah. The rope-a-dope style.
Yep.
Well, all the greats eventually figure it out.
Well, yeah.
They all get there.
Yeah. But it's so good, though.
Yeah.
All right. Is. We'll just keep it going. Same.
Who's next? We next?
Wait, do they each get one? Or do they have to share one?
I don't know. We just made a combined list, yeah.
You didn't have to. We would have given you one.
We can do separates if you want. It's up to you, but.
I wonder about the same, though.
Yeah, we normally like all the same shit.
We usually
anyway.
Like the top shit. Yeah, it's
whatever you feel like doing.
Yeah, so our first one's definitely, we're massive One Piece fans.
Yeah,
oh my God. So I'm going to have to go with Luffy versus Katakuri.
Just a solid that was like, one.
Yeah, that was Luffy's like first time.
That's how it ended and how it started.
He stepped into Katakuri's space and busted that fucking mirror and said, I'm not leaving here until one of us is fucked up. And then didn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like
came
sounds
out
like
on top.
And then when other people were trying to come in and talk shit, they fucking both agreed that this was between the two of them, and they didn't like, you know.
Yeah, their little hockey clash.
That was so intense. And then how it ended, it was just a respectable fight between two fucking really strong, like the
dude
strongest
could literally
of
see
the crew.
Future.
Yeah, could literally. Yeah. And then he put out the new up here. Yeah.
It's a good fight.
Yeah.
All right, anime of the week.
So, listen to everybody. I was kind of thrown off. The Pokemon threw me off. But I'm pretty confident. So, my first one would definitely not something that people would probably put on their fighting list. But it's Toru and Elma from Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid S. I know it's not this one. Like... the craziest fight, but the emotions and the animation and those two characters having their past and clashing with each other to finally move forward with, you know, them and what they want from being friends with each other and moving forward, definitely put it up there on one of my favorite fights. It's not the longest, but it's so much fun. Yeah. And I love every time I see it.
Been thinking about starting this anime actually.
That animation was
hearing
so good.
It referenced, and I don't know. I think I guess maybe I saw a little bit of it.
It's such a fun and adorable and wholesome fight.
Hell yeah!
And the animation is just killer.
Yeah, the animation was wild.
I'm gonna try it.
Call me off guard. I wasn't ready for it when it happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. I know Ash has been yelling at me to.
Like I said, I'm confident my list is not on anybody else's.
That was actually my fourth, so.
Oh, nice.
Very close.
Okay. There you go.
That's a lie.
Well, yeah. most things are that he says. So you just learn not to trust anything that he
just
says.
Roll with it.
Ever.
I'm breathing.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, Barry. Cool. Oh, how are you going to step up from Pikachu?
That's where I had to sit around and think about it for a bit, because I did want to go with all three Naruto fights.
I'm pretty sure.
Right, you. Yo. Hang on. Let's shut Barry up. Ash. he's been running his mouth with comments this whole time. What do you have to blow us away?
He's like, hold on.
The funny part is, I didn't expect to get invited right now. That's
you're
the first
here,
thing.
And you have
I know.
Exactly.
Top of your head. Go.
We've had weeks
to think about it, but you figure it out.
Okay. All right,
go. We had time.
So one of my favorite fights, and this is starting with original Dragon Ball, Tao Pai Pai against Tien. That fight's actually pretty badass during the World Martial Arts Tournament.
Okay.
I'll tell you this. The only reason why I really enjoyed that one is because in Dragon Ball, one of my favorite characters was Tao Pai Pai. Like, how often do you get to see just, like, a normal martial arts dude grab a fucking, like, tree or some shit, throw it, and he rides that thing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. And then Tien on the action. Tien also being trained under the crane. I mean, and they're just assholes the entire time, but they eventually end up being friends with Goku at the very end. So, I mean, come on. Like, those two are like, that fight just in general from that World Martial Arts Tournament is by far one of the best ones from Dragon Ball, the original Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Pai Pai is the only person in Dragon Ball to kill someone with his tongue.
That's true.
Amazing.
I also feel like Tien's very, like, doesn't get enough love in Dragon Ball.
Mm-mm.
Dude's a fucking badass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I freaking love his... I always blank on what it's called.
Tri-Beam Cannon.
Yeah, Tri-Beam Cannon, yeah. So good.
His pants are so green. Good. How cool is that?
Yeah, exactly. What else do you need?
Jesus.
Answer, nothing.
And a third eye. I forgot about
three
that.
Eyes, yeah. Why does he have three eyes? Who knows? None of our business.
Yeah. All right, Barry, you can continue talking, unfortunately, now.
All right. I appreciate that.
Dance.
No problem.
I really did, like I said, want to go with three Naruto fights.
I know you did.
I like the animation stuff.
Really?
Sometimes he hits him with two suns, and it's really cool.
And then they summon, like, two giant things start fighting each other. It's weird.
It's a good scene. It's not a good fight, but it's a good scene.
I
went back and listened to a previous episode we did on a different fight, and I did move it up to my number two. The Goku versus Frieza fight, I felt like it was a fight that they should have stopped the whole series on. It still would be gold to this day.
Fun fact, it actually was supposed to end at the end of that fight.
That's not that fun.
That's just a fact.
It's a fact, yeah, but still.
Don't be trying to trick us with your regular facts.
It's still a fact. Little Snapple fact.
Exactly. God.
It's a good fight. It is. I'm glad we broke it down, and I'm glad when you cut out all the filler in the middle, the fight goes down to like 12 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it's a really good 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. You can't do any better, except you can.
There are better fights, but it's a great fight. I mean,
it's true.
It's a classic.
Oh, classic fight. It's a good one.
Very much.
So, Josh.
Dragon Ball started for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Toonami after school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I thought about this a lot. And I didn't know if I should have two Yu Hakusho fights in my list.
But I decided you definitely should.
Because I definitely love them both. And
there's no wrong way to go about it.
There's no wrong way to go. One of my favorites, we've talked about it before, is Yusuke versus Yomi.
Yeah, we have.
Like,
because it's a great fight.
It's kind of the exact opposite of Yusuke versus Chu, where it's just that basic brawl, Yusuke versus Yomi. They've got all these techniques. And then Yusuke has this special technique. Like, my favorite part is when Yomi has that demon shield and Yusuke's shooting him. And then it just starts breaking away because he's switching over to spirit energy. And, oh, man.
No, it's a great fight. There's so many. You could do a top 10 out of just Yusuke fights.
You could.
I'm pretty sure that is on one of the top ten, like a bunch of top ten.
No, it is.
Top ten fights out of it. Yeah.
It's
and
so
then
good.
The spirit energy starts swirling, and you get the sacred energy, and then he just falls down and wakes up a day later.
Yeah, all exactly.
More fights, more fight shit than like that.
Yeah. So, because we would have had the same one. We originally Chu and Yusuke was my number two.
Mm-hmm.
But I you already said it
a lot.
Right? Yeah. I was like, all right, I'm gonna choose one of my other ones that was like in contention. But I didn't know which one to go with. So I'm gonna go with Hiei versus Bui. From the Dark Tournament.
Oh, okay.
Because I was either going to go with that one or...
God, the Dark Tournament's so good.
Dark Tournament.
Yeah, it's so good. Or
Dark Tournament's just sweeping the board.
It's just so good.
It's been fire. I've been watching it.
I mean, it's like 60% of that series.
It really is. But it's so good.
60% is that.
But it's just so good.
Name a better tournament.
Yeah, you can't because it's just hands down way too good.
I mean, technically,
don't even try it. Don't even try it.
Technically, the The Dragon Ball Z one when when Goku fought against Paiken, that tournament was actually pretty badass.
The other world tournament? Come on,
yeah, come on. Oh, come on. Dude.
I mean,
nah, not Dark Tournament.
Not as good.
Not as good.
It's no Dark Tournament.
That is actually one of the only Dragon Ball tournaments I remember. Like watching and really enjoying was the other world tournament. So,
the other world tournament probably was the best tournament.
Probably, yeah.
But it's not versus the dark tournament. The dark tournament was so good.
It
so
was.
Quick.
Well, the that's why I
so quick and so good.
Yeah, that's why and I almost went with. Yeah, well, that's why I almost went with when Hiei first uses the dragon against that like flame dude and just obliterates him in one shot.
Mm-hmm.
But I really love the Bui fight because it's all through just seeing him in this like armor. That's all you've seen so far is him just bomb rushing people with his armor, and then Hiei gets him past that point and then just whoops his ass by using the darkness dragon again. Like, it's just so good. I had to go with it.
It is so good because I remember Kurama's keeps explaining that everybody's holding their power back, and Kuwabara's just like, what?
He's like, what do you mean they're holding it back? I've been going all out. And he's like, yeah, Hiei's been holding back.
What
like,
do you mean?
Yeah, Hiei's been holding back because if he uses this, he could probably die. So he's been holding back the whole time. And Kuwabara's like, I just got my ass kicked by a 10-year-old with a yo-yo. What do you mean you guys are holding back?
He didn't even down for most of the shit.
Yu Hakusho is one of the best dubs out there.
Kuwabara, love Kuwabara. It is. He's everything to me.
Kuwabara is a fantastic character.
He really is, though.
That so hair. I mean, you have to be quite on
that dub. Hair. Oh my god, the dub. It's so good.
Oh, it is.
Probably the best dub. I don't know if
it's hands down
better. Maybe Dragon Ball Z, but that's just nostalgia.
Well, yeah. All right. But still, I'm still gonna go with the friggin' dub on that over like anything else.
Maybe the Filipino dub.
Well, yeah, you could always go with the Filipino or the Chinese one. You know.
Oh man.
Scottish.
Oh, God.
I'm sure there's probably
the
more.
French one. I like the Arabic dub.
I like the sign language one. Just a lot of hand movements.
Can you imagine the Naruto dub for that?
That's all Naruto.
Oh my god!
Could
you imagine the Naruto? Yeah.
It would just be a person with their hands behind their back running across the stage back and forth, and you'd be like, "That's Naruto."
Oh my god! Still good.
I'd only watch if they did the hand signs too. They have to learn all of them.
Oh my god!
So many. All right, so do you want to do the top twos and then Mitch just does his two in a row, or how do you want to do it?
Yeah, do number 3-2.
Yeah, all right. Let's do that.
Okay, all right. Ash, go. Come on, you've had like two
Ash,
minutes now. You've had God, 2 minutes.
No
it's time. Figure it out.
Yeah, I feel
Ash,
like...
Come on, Ash.
Come on, get your shit together.
God damn it. You're getting bullied on your own show, huh? Okay, so... This fight is actually probably by far one of the best fights in this actual part in the series, because this series does have 8 parts, which is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
I had a feeling.
Part 3 is probably the weakest out of the entire series. like, it's 46 episodes of just like monster of the week the entire time. But this actual fight, which doesn't have humans in it, it's literally two animals. It's Iggy versus Pet Shop. Like, that whole two fucking part fight is by far one of the best fights in JoJo's that you will ever see. Like, honestly, if you guys have not seen that fight or watched that part, at least watch that fight and don't worry about the rest of the part because it's not great. So part four is amazing.
I think I stopped watching about part four, part three.
Part three is the most boring one.
I know.
The way you explained it, back up a little bit. The way you explained it, are you explaining two furries fighting each other?
No, it's a dog. It's literally a French bulldog. It's literally a French bulldog named Iggy. And then there's this peregrine falcon named freaking Pet Shop. Yes. And the thing is, they both stands. They both are stand users.
Yeah. One of them,
Iggy has Joker, and then Pet Shop, I forgot. I think he has, it's not Osiris, it's I think it's either Anubis or Judgment. I don't remember which one was specifically. But like from that thing Yu-Gi-Oh? Is fuck is powerful. What's up?
From Yu-Gi-Oh?
Well, goddamn, I have to explain. I have to explain JoJo. I'll make it quick. JoJo Part 3, all the stands are based time. Off.
Explain it.
Okay.
The next hour is yours. Please go.
Oh my God, no. All right, so
she's gonna need more than an hour.
Part three JoJo stands are based off tarot cards, the freaking fortune teller cards. Those are the original ones that are based off that, and also Egyptian gods. Boom, done.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Like Yu-Gi-Oh.
That was the quickest somebody
got it, like Yu-Gi-Oh. Yeah,
that's right. That's literally part three of the show.
That sounds like a Yu-Gi-Oh ripoff to me.
Does it kind Kaiba of does. Show up anywhere?
Technically, Yu-Gi-Oh would have ripped it off. Not a good one. Because JoJo's been around since the 80s, and Yu-Gi-Oh's only been around since the
was part three early around 90s. Since the 80s.
That's facts, unfortunately.
I think it was like 92, 91, 92 for part three. Yu-Gi-Oh didn't get serialized until like 1994, 1995, I want to say.
Yeah, but I might be concept lying. Drawings were around in 87, perhaps. So
yeah,
they were found and turned into JoJo's, and then creator Yugi finally got credit.
I mean, the biggest thing I always say about this, most stuff that came out after the 1990s literally was inspired by JoJo. Like, almost everything that in any anime you can think of, there's a JoJo reference in there. There's always one. There's no way there isn't.
I haven't seen it enough to, or at all.
Yeah, I watched
not a whole lot. I can.
It's a niche show.
I have not. Yeah.
It's a niche show. It's not for everybody. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah,
it's really hard to watch.
Yeah,
it is because there is a lot of hit and misses, and there's really a lot hard. Of like. A lot of like unnecessary deaths of like random shit too. So. Yeah.
There's a reason why it's not on the wheel then.
There's also like a fuck ton of episodes and a lot of parts. So
Yeah.
We'll just ignore it and it'll be that weird.
I probably recommend you guys ignore it. Just
it's like the weird is it like the redheaded stepchild of anime?
Not really. No, it's more like the ADHD child that everyone always pays attention to the entire time, but they're trying to get him to shut up. That's literally JoJo.
Oh. Yeah, I know how that is.
Yeah.
They're trying to get
that's, like that's literally the best way I can do it. Like, honestly, like if you talk to someone who's a JoJo fan and they literally will tell you every single time, have you seen JoJo's Bizarre Adventure? And then you go, fuck you. No, I haven't. I'm not going
listen,
to.
Listen,
it's generally how I go with most greetings. Have you seen fuck you?
Yeah.
Unless.
That's why at least I collect the manga for it. I love the manga too. And I've freaking seen almost every episode at least more than three
Ash,
times,
unless so. We absolutely have to, we will never speak to JoJo fans.
Oh, trust me. Don't worry about it.
Facts.
Facts.
Yeah. The most notorious JoJo fans are the American fans, though. I'll tell you that right now.
We don't talk to Americans either.
Yeah. As little as possible.
That's true.
As little as possible.
That's so true. All right, who's next?
The Summit team with you. Again, you guys can go individually.
All right, our next fight.
Well, I already picked my
you're a mob. Do mob.
Okay. I love me some Mob Psycho, so I'm picking the mob. What you wrote it down for me? Mob versus, because I didn't remember the guy's name. Koyama. Mob nice. Versus Koyama. That fucking face grab, and I mean, I'm just excited for season 3 to come out. I'm hyped, so I was something with Mob. It resonated with me. I fuck with him and the whole anime. It was good.
But like just him snapping over protecting his brother.
Very protective. And then just popping the fuck off. He just wants to impress his girl. And then his teacher, who I thought I kind of hated in the beginning, just, I thought he was just, you know, trying to have him around just to keep his business, Ren, yeah, alive. But then that like grew and they gained a like, yeah, it became like a whole thing. So I love it. I love it so much.
And then my individual one's going to be Netero versus Mirim from Hunter x Hunter. So yeah, I definitely, that one was just the build up for it. And then the fact that he had him checkmated the whole time, the whole fight, he could have did that and just won. But even still, just, it was one of the few fights where like there wasn't a like 2-3 episode build up, like he was straight pulling out his zero hand and everything, like off rip almost. So
I believe that was up at 200.
202.
Oh, 202, yeah.
God. I still haven't watched that either of those. So those are both on my list.
Mob Psycho is pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I've heard it's pretty good. I've heard it's pretty good.
Yeah, Mob Psycho is pretty good. I think I'm on like the Reagan little spinoff they put out between season one and season two.
Oh yeah, that one's really nice. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
If Mark, if you actually liked One Punch Man, you'll enjoy Mob Psycho.
Oh yeah, totally. If you like One Punch,
it's the exact same creator of it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I enjoyed season one. Season two is iffy. Season two was.
Season two
I
lost
season two.
I like season.
Season
two,
season two was
an. Get so much hate for no reason at all.
I liked it.
It's mainly more the animation shift because
the animation was just as good. With the exception of that final fight with I forget who the alien is in Saitama. I forget the alien's name, but with the exception of that fight, the rest of the animation is just as good in season two with Garo versus the heroes and everything like that. And Genos and what's the teacher's name?
Yeah.
For Bang? No, not Bang. I can't remember.
Was it Fang?
It's Fang.
Is it Fang?
Yeah,
Bang is
that whole combo fight, then them fighting the big ass centipede. That whole season was so good. Metal Bad versus
Garu. That's my favorite fight from them.
Garu, yeah, that fight.
That's the problem with season two.
I think for me, it was just. It was so far in between, I didn't come with any hype because it had been so long since season one came out. Like, I wasn't getting ready to watch, being like, hell yeah. I was like, all right, you did a second season, I guess. Let's check it out.
Yeah, so it was just like being too serious.
It definitely wasn't.
And then they tried to break
season
away Saitama wearing a wig, which was good. So that should have been everything.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Season one is Saitama in a wig the whole time. Season two is them trying to move Saitama as much as possible to try to make things serious.
Yeah.
Well, that's how it's going to be.
He wasn't actually. I mean, yeah.
The next My Heroes season is going to be like that. It's going to be all bad guy stuff. It's going to be for the Deku's barely going to be in it. Yeah.
Are they going to have wigs?
They need a break.
No wigs. The dance party was last season, so I think we're done. Maybe 14 episode music festival.
I love the first season.
All right, anime of the week.
So this was kind of a toss-up, the second one, but I think we're going with the Dragon Ball Z. For me, I enjoyed the Cell Saga so much, and I definitely have to go Gohan versus Cell.
There you go.
Just
good choice.
It is just
my shit.
Just a good choice.
It's such a good,
phenomenal.
If you can't watch that and be sitting on the edge of your seat, just like know what's gonna happen, but like, and then I was tossing it around my head, and it's just such a powerful fight. Literally, and I love that fight. It just takes. Oh, yeah. It's very nostalgic too.
The one armed Kamehameha.
Yeah, you got Goku standing behind him.
It's
powerful.
It's so good.
Vegeta saving everyone.
Vegeta's the real hero at the end of the day.
He hit Cell from behind.
Gohan didn't do shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So
what did Trunks do?
It's really funny.
He got a hole put in him.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, that whole thing. That on there. I actually had another fight in the spot. I had another fight in the spot just now, but I was tossing it between this fight and another one. So I guess I could put my other one in my honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do that after everybody talks. Okay, I don't know if anybody has any.
Well, I'm sure we all will. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll
honorable mentions is longer. Yeah. Than the top.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll Mitch is in the rare thing where he came in late, so he can kind of just do all three really quick, and then everyone can do their number one. Then we can. No, you're all good, and then we can jump into like honorable mentions and stuff. But yeah, so Mitch, you pretty much just go like however you want. But what all three? You get to do all three.
Jeez. Okay, so my number three, going on anime of the week, doing Dragon Ball Z. I have to go with Vegeta versus Goku in the Saiyan Saga.
Okay.
Hands down, one of my favorite fights in anime. I have seen Dragon Ball Z an ungodly amount of times now, so, and that fight's still one of my favorites.
So many monkeys.
So many monkeys.
There's a lot.
So many
monkeys and so many tails. It's crazy.
And an unexpected hero.
Just blow up the moon.
Exactly. When in Dragon Ball Z,
it's all about unexpected heroes.
Right.
My number two.
If we're talking unexpected heroes, people need to talk about Yajirobe more.
That's literally what I meant.
Yeah.
That's literally what I meant. That came literally from that fight.
See, Yajirobe is the Vegeta of that fight. Or Vegeta is the Cell fight. Couldn't do it without him.
That's true.
Such a good character.
And Trunks wasn't helping either time.
No. Jesus. Barely at all.
Never did.
What an asshole.
I know.
God damn it.
Number two, I would have to say would be Pain versus Naruto from Naruto Shippuden.
Put your fucking arm down, Barry.
God damn it.
The logo what can't you say about that fight? Right? Like the animation was really good. I just rewatched it recently too, and like really fucking intense, and it was a really good fight in general from that series, because I mean that series had so many like good fights in between the two Narutos, but like hands down, like my favorite is Naruto versus Pain. And I mean Naruto wins with Talk No Jutsu, you can't really complain, you know?
Yeah. He beat the fuck out of him with a mountain. Like six That's times him. Repeatedly.
And then number one, wow. That one's tricky because I've seen...
This is the number one greatest fight of all times. Everyone listen.
In my opinion, it's one of my favorite fights. And it's, it has to be from Demon Slayer. I think it has to be the newest fight from Season 2.
So all of Season 2, basically.
Yeah, all of Season Pretty 2, much, yeah.
Yeah.
The entirety of Season 2 of Demon Slayer, my favorite fight of all anime, because the animation, the fight, and everything else is just next-level shit, you know?
Next-level, yes.
So, yeah. The entertainment arc, all of entertainment arc, is my favorite fight of all time in anime.
The D in Demon Slayer is for its grade.
D stands for disagree.
I had this debate. I had this conversation in another Discord server. We were all on the same page that if Demon Slayer did not have top tier animation, it would be nowhere near as popular as it is. If you take away the animation, there is a lot of problems.
Like
because outside,
I really enjoy the story.
I do too.
It's a basic ass shonen. Don't get me wrong, but
there's no likable character in the entire show.
That's the first one I actually finished in full, and I'm very, very.
I definitely really like it, but if it wasn't for the animation, it would go from like I'm excited to watch this to like I'll watch it when I get around to it.
everybody would sing a different tune if Kiyoshi made it.
The story's just, I mean, it's a super basic story with just goofy characters. But, I mean, the fighting, the animation definitely gives it a major boost.
Once it goes into the backstory.
And the music, I love all the music, too. So,
yeah.
That's another boost.
For me, I also like the time period too. Like I like the time that it's in. If it wouldn't hit the same if it was modern day.
Yeah.
No, it's hard to do
it wouldn't.
A modern.
He's gonna walk around with swords in 2020 Japan
on the subway.
Oh no, not the subway.
It's not for everybody. I know that.
No,
you either love it or you like really don't. Like that's just how it is.
Yeah. No. I definitely still tell people to watch it.
Ash, what's your opinion on Demon Slayer? You look like you have something to say.
I mean, to be fair, manga wise for Demon Slayer, it's like a 7.5. Animation wise, when it comes to the anime, first season was I gave it a 6 out of 10. Originally, because I mean, there are some stuff in there. It's kind of slow. There are.
Oh, you're talking about. You're not just talking about the animation.
I'm talking both. The
movie was like you're not talking.
Oh, okay.
Like 8 out of 10. That was really good. And then, and overall in with Demon Slayer, and this is usually what I always say, but most shonens anyway, since I'm not a big shonen fan, they're mid tier. They're like either a 6 or a 7.
Ash, not everything is Fruits Baskets, okay?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Come on. Hey, no, hey, there's nothing wrong with romance.
Life isn't Fruits Baskets.
Yeah. Hey, that's a 9 out of 10 anime right there, man. All right, calm down.
Yeah, we all agree Fruits Baskets is a 9 out of 10 anime. Turo Honda,
I mean, I haven't watched it yet, so I don't.
It's pretty good.
I'm not getting my vote out of that one.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet either. Packs,
man.
I'm not a romance guy. That's started. The problem. Like romance slice of life stuff, it's really hard for me to sit and watch that stuff. I'd rather watch a bunch of people punch themselves in the face, you know?
Yeah. I like romance, I'm just super picky.
I love romance. Yeah. I love slice of life.
I love romance. I mean, just the fact that when it comes to shonens, it's like if it takes too long to build up a fight, you already lost me. I'm bored. Like honestly. If it's like, hey, I'm going to fight you, well, you're going to fight me, then backstory, and then out of nowhere, it's like, okay, tune in next week, and you'll find out if they're going to fight or not. It's like, it's pointless for me waiting.
Yeah, I don't like the dragging. Yeah.
I'd rather just watch a drama, because there's going to be constant drama every episode, so like that's, and you're going to always get that every time.
I mean, I can always get behind a little bit of foreplay before you give it to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I do like to be kissed before I'm fucked.
True, but if it takes 5 episodes to like finally build it up,
I agree with you.
Foreplay.
That explains why you like Naruto. So
that's
much,
Naruto.
That entire thing is just fucking
that's
foreplay.
That's Naruto and Bleach. it's
fucking foreplay.
Definitely
Bleach. Naruto Bleach.
Wing fight for the 17th time in this fight.
Yeah. 20 episodes of filler in before we finish the fight.
I mean,
I think doesn't Naruto have the highest percentage of filler?
Yes, it does.
It's
like
100%.
No, it's like,
I think Bleach is the highest.
No, it's not that high. It's only about like 200 and something episodes that's only filler. It's
only
not
200 something episodes.
Yeah, only 200 episodes. it's only 30%
of the
anime.
Bleach is like 370 something episodes, and half of Bleach is literally fucking filler. Half of it.
I think Bleach was 42% and Naruto was 33 or 35%.
Yeah, I thought Naruto was in like the 30s.
It's one of the lowest ones, and then One Piece is about like 8 to 10%,
which is like
9%. Not that much. Yeah.
No, One Piece is pretty low. One Piece is pretty low.
The whole society arc. Mm.
They should have. They 100% should have stopped Bleach after that. It would have been so much better.
You can say the same thing. Kind of. Yeah, because if you look at Dragon Ball Z, because Toriyama originally wanted Dragon Ball Z to end after the Frieza saga.
We hear.
Yeah, I literally
yeah.
Yeah. He
wasn't
here when I said
here
it.
For
so.
That conversation. Yeah, no. So
missed that one.
Ash will like send us that message in the middle of the night for no reason.
Yeah, like 3 a.m. Guys, did you know that Dragon Ball Z is supposed to end? Oh, fucking Ash, it's 3 a.m. I know.
I'd never do that. I plead the 5th, all right?
All right, Barry, get your shitty number one done.
Are we going to do honorable mentions first or number one?
Do you want to do them? I thought we could do it after.
Yeah, let's do it after.
I think we'll do it after.
Let's do it after.
Barry, my number one.
What's your number one?
I feel like it's overlooked a lot. Rock Lee versus Kimi Maru. It's where he finally breaks out the drunken fist, where you get to see Lee get super sloshed and just fuck shit up against a guy who's made of expendable bones, I guess is what we could say.
Expendable bones.
Got it.
Hey, like
Naruto, man.
Bones and then snaps them off. I don't know. It's really weird.
It doesn't pretend to be good.
Mark, don't put down
it's
Rock.
Pretty good.
It doesn't mean I'm to just, make sense. It just
Rockley transcends.
No, I. Naruto. It's true. I'm just insulting.
Rockley
is
Naruto.
I just saw a quick dig I could throw at Naruto, so I'm not gonna miss it.
He's like, yes.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I got my shot in.
Yeah. No problem, Barry.
So yeah, my number one's usually 9 out of 10 times gonna be a Rockley fight. If we're picking fight scenes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I agree. That's why my number one is also a Rock Lee fight.
I should have seen it coming.
Which is great considering how much I shit on Naruto, but it's Rock Lee versus Gaara.
Oh, God. That's class. Such a good fight.
How class. Okay. When he drops those weights. Gaara wins.
Oh, yeah. The weight drops. And man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the only.
It was the first fight breakdown we did.
Yeah.
I, so it is. Good. I do enjoy that fight, and that's also probably because where I stopped watching Naruto.
That's a good spot to stop.
You can stop it right there. Just
I watched that, and then it was like over. 10 episodes of filler, and I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm done.
Finish the fucking tournament or whatever they were doing.
Yeah, I don't, whatever.
Turn it off.
Yeah.
Throw the DVD whatever, at them and know, and you're good to go.
Yeah, whatever weird exam they were doing. Chonin exam or something, right?
The best way to watch Naruto, just go on YouTube, type in all of Rock Lee fight scenes, and you're good to go, man.
And then you've watched Naruto.
That's not a bad idea.
That's all of it.
throw in some Sakura whining, and I'm assuming that's the anime in a nutshell.
Just a bowl of the hate.
Yeah.
What you should have done is taken all of her whining out.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't have Naruto. Then that's not Naruto. It's something else.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe that they would remake Dragon Ball Z with no filler, but they wouldn't do the same for Naruto.
Then it'd be a whole new show.
That'd be great.
It'd be 300.
Man, I like it.
I might actually watch it.
I might actually
watch Naruto.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the filler is definitely what killed Naruto for me.
But then we'd never know if Naruto has his driver's license, so that could be.
Yeah.
I mean,
We know Piccolo does.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just so many questions about that still.
I just want to be there for that driver's test where he just flies in to take a driver's test.
Mm.
All right.
License. That would make a lot more sense.
Well, yeah. All right, so I didn't really put these in like it's a tough one for my number one because there's a lot that I enjoy because for fights I avoided doing any Gundam.
Oh man, I thought I knew what it was.
Yeah, I almost
did. I honestly
thought
you were gonna put a Gundam one.
I almost did, but then I was like, no, it's not. It's Gundam not as fights.
It's about the crying.
No, it's about
being sad.
It's about the love. Or, I don't fucking know.
It's a romance.
It's true. It's another romance. It's just fruit baskets with Gundams.
Oh,
same thing.
That should be the description.
Gundam fruit basket with Gundams.
I would watch that. I think we all would.
It probably would be pretty.
I wouldn't mind seeing a cat pilot Gundam.
Yeah, that'd be pretty entertaining, actually. No, so I went with One Piece for mine, and so. So this is my number one based on the lead up alone. I went with Luffy versus Arlong.
Oh yeah, that's one of my favorites.
That's such a good one.
Mainly because of the build up and story between like Nami and Luffy, and like the scene where he like puts the hat on Nami and then like storms off to the castle to fight Arlong. That is an iconic.
That shit makes me tear up every time.
Yeah. Oh, same here. That is like S tier iconic anime moment. Yeah. Him, Zoro, and Sanji walking up to the castle. Like, all right, we're gonna go kick some ass because they pissed off Nami. Let's do this shit. And the fight itself is really good because they build in the story in the fight. He's destroying all the stuff. He makes sure like to destroy Nami's room because he remembers what she told him about it. Like, that kind of those little subtle details during the fight just
kills her adopted mom.
Yeah, like that.
Mark, just are you putting, crying?
No,
really?
I'm
like, yeah,
I'm not crying. You're crying.
It's one
piece.
He's
looking
at screenshots.
Yeah, you can cry.
Yeah, no, I saw Barry on screen really quick.
He cries after every episode.
It made me cry. Oh, yeah.
Definitely cried after replay.
Yeah, but yeah, that's why it was. That's my number one. Just because like the fights are already really good, and then the story with it is too good.
Yes.
Yes.
When Luffy walks up and like just straight up kicks the front door down, and then
it's awesome. Yeah, it's such a good like I rewatched that scene a lot of like them just walking up to the castle because they put really good music in with it too.
Yes.
Just to like build up the suspense of the fight. It's so good.
Did you see the HD remastered version too?
Yes, it's so good. It's so good.
Oh my god!
I'll rewatch it so many times. It's the one like that's why like I'm really glad when they took that whole arc and put it into the movie.
Yeah.
So that you can kind of like shorten up a lot of like some of the stuff that doesn't quite make sense and just like shorten it up to just that main fight with Arlong. It's just so good.
For sure.
All right, Ash.
Okay.
You've had 5 minutes this time, so this better be like you better have like all the details mapped out.
Right, I have like from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where like Charlie has everything.
I know what you're gonna go with. You're gonna go with Keo versus what's his face from Fruits Baskets, right?
They fight like almost every fucking episode. Jesus, no,
all Keo.
No.
Yeah,
no. Okay, so
breaks fucking roofs and fights.
So this one is from a very niche anime. So. Most of you probably have heard of. Most of you have probably heard of it.
It's the next word out of your mouth or Bubblegum Crisis.
It's not Bubblegum Crisis.
I'm gonna mute you so fast.
I would. No, it's not Bubblegum Crisis
versus whoever they fought.
Okay. Anyways, so this is from a show called Kill la Kill.
Oh God.
Okay. So those of you that have seen the show,
I question you now, man. I question you now. You like that show, and it's
bro,
the number one pick.
It's my name. It's in my name.
I get it. I get it. Come on, man. I get it. Come on. There's so much.
Okay. The only reason why
that shouldn't be closed up, man.
There.
So much time.
Kill la Kill is a goddamn etchy ass fucking show.
He just likes the outfits.
Yeah, Sailor Moon. If a Sailor Moon,
it's literally if JoJo's was females. That's literally fucking Kill la Kill. That's actually the best I can put it. Anyways, the final fight with Satsuki and then going against their mother. Oh my god, that fight's fucking badass. Like Satsuki and Ryoko going against her mom. It's the best fucking thing ever. Mm-hmm. And that was around the same time. I think it's like two episodes before that. You find out that Ryoko and Satsuki are both sisters, and then now they have to defeat their mom. Their mom's a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
I think it was like two episodes. Yeah.
It's been a while since I've watched Kill la Kill.
If you haven't seen that fight, man, that fight's actually pretty cool. It's colorful as hell. It's beautiful looking. It's not an overly insane action packed actual like fight. It's just more the implications of what the fight becomes, because the story that builds up to that fight is kind of messed up. Like,
he also
honestly.
Likes the titties bouncing around. So,
yeah. That's the main thing.
This is why if I ever go to an organization, I would join Nudist Beach. I mean, come on. God damn it! All right, cool. Who's next?
All right, we end the pot. We end it. No.
Research process.
Yes.
26 episodes, by the way.
Yeah.
So tight.
Then he's Doctor Anime. Titties expert.
Right, doctor in
Ash. All right, someone, are you guys gonna go individual or are you gonna go? You got a joint one.
Yeah, we'll go individual for this one again. Good.
All right, so my number one. Okay, listen, this one is this one that makes me want to tear up every goddamn time I think about it, and it's my number one anime in general. But it's Luffy with what's his face at Impel Down. that final snap back. Was it
versus Rob Lucci?
Rob Lucci. That's just one that I like. I don't know. It just continuously resonated with me with how he snaps back and the final scream and what he's doing.
The final Gatling gun.
And we were both, we listed a bunch of different ones like Naruto and Sasuke. Like, I mean, I guess I could put that as an honorable mention for sure. Like, I love the choreography of Naruto fights are absolutely breathtaking, but another honorable mention, and I saw somebody mention
honorable mentions yet.
Or not?
No. Just save it.
After everyone's done number one, then we're gonna go over like
a lot of us are gonna have a few of them.
After everyone's done number one, we're all gonna say our honorable mentions at the same time.
Whoever's loudest wins. And by that I mean whoever I forget not to mute.
Mute roulette.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, pretty much.
So then I think my number one, I'm going with Josh. I'm so surprised I didn't hear anything from you, but Kamina and the first general when they first get up on the Earth's floor. But he avenged his own death was so iconic. That was so insane. And then just the fact that he still was able to hype Simon up enough to take over the ship and everything and then hold out until the fight was over and then pass. Mm-hmm. Kamina's a legend.
He is. He'll always live in our hearts.
Yeah. Rip my boy.
Nowhere else but our hearts.
I was not expecting him to pass.
It was me either. It was good, though. It's what moved the series forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so no pressure.
All right. Anime, so. So
it better be Sailor Moon.
I thought about it. No, my number one is also One Piece. It's
One Piece swept.
Yeah.
That and Yu Yu Hakusho.
It's Luffy versus CP9 on Annie's Lobby when he takes on Rob Lucci. That fight has literally everything, and he gets into Gear 2 and Gear 3. And I can rewatch that fight over and over and over and over and over again. It's just so much fun. I love it.
Yeah. No, it's such a good
fight.
The
whole arc is good, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Again, because they do such a good job of building in stories into the fights that it puts them over the top.
Yeah. And it was really the first time that he struggled a lot. Like, he struggled with him.
Yeah.
And after that. You know, after that, he got that sweet 8-pack. And
as you do.
Yeah. Obviously, you win. He got those abs, and you know, his perseverance and determination to just kick the shit out of him and rescue Robin. It was just S tier.
Oh yeah, no, I can agree with that hands down. So I'd say it's a pretty solid top three from everybody. So we'll just go from the bottom up for honorable mention. So Mitch, we'll cap it based on time, like one or two honorable mentions at most.
Number two honorable mention would be Arlong versus Luffy. And then... my number one honorable mention would be it would have to be Naruto Naruto, Sasuke, Team Kakashi versus Zabuza and Haku from Naruto would probably be up there as honorable mention.
Okay. I like that. Anime, what about you, my man?
Number two would be Rock Lee versus Gaara. That's such
good.
Like I said, just the weight drop when he drops those weights. That's it right there. And then Rengoku versus Akaza from Mugen Train.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Rip Rengoku.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Rengoku
so much.
That's true.
Was that the fire
Hashira?
Yeah, the fire
Hashira.
The flame Hashira,
I did love him. I loved him. Oh, he's the only character I liked in that entire show.
It was a good one. He was
everyone else was completely unbearable in every way possible.
if you don't like Rengoku, then you're against hope.
True. And food.
I am against hope.
And food.
And food.
Delicious bento.
It's true. Yeah. Sometimes facts are just facts. All right. What do you guys want to do?
I think we both have you, Vaughn. Go ahead. You got your honorable mention? Oh, all right. So then I got two honorable mentions. Mustang versus Envy.
Ooh, okay.
One of my favorite revenges. I hated Envy so much for bitching up the other captain like that. And then the Slime Army versus the Human Army. Just them absolutely decimating them in revenge for doing their little fuck shit plan. And the Megadio, I think that's how you say it, that final move, just taking out like 10,000 people in an instant. So worth watching that.
That's how most of us are going to go.
Oh, yep, 100%. 100%.
You got two?
Yes, one? I do have. Well, I have two. So I'm going to go with that because somebody mentioned. So I'm actually going with the Bleach one. I'm going to change it up because if it was my way, I'd go with all One Piece. But I guess you could go with my second one being Whitebeard. And that's all I'm going to say. Ooh, from Marineford. Okay. That one is, that's what put me on like as an anime addict. Yeah. So, and then I'd actually go with the Bleach one where he is up, he releases his full Bankai when. She's like, what's the one fight? Remember when he goes full, like,
hollow? Full hollow form.
That's just a class. Like, I need to get back into it. I did watch most of it, but then we kind of stopped.
What was
it?
Yukiora? That was his name, right?
I forget their names. That's my
Yukiora, yeah. Yukiora, yeah. The,
yeah, I love the
Espada, yeah.
Yeah, him coming back just save his girl, go full hollow, and then just
Decimating
him.
That's a really fucking good one, yeah.
Yeah.
I approve. Ash, what do you got?
All right, so two are going to be from
Fruits Basket.
No. Yes, because you'll be fighting with your emotions when you're done.
Are they from Ranma 1/2?
No, yes. They're not from Ranma 1/2 either. No. So the first one I'm going to talk about is from Durarara. So if you guys haven't seen Durarara, I highly recommend people watch it. It's really good. Little mystery, drama, supernatural stuff. You'll like it. It's pretty great. There's one fight that happens in Durarara X2, which is, I think it's Masa Omikita against, I think it's like Chikage, what's his name? Chikage Rokujo. And the thing is, these two are heads of two gangs, the Yellow Scarves, and this guy has his own from a different city, and they both meet for the first time. That first fight is pretty good. It's a pretty emotional fight that they have between each other. And then the second fight is probably by far my favorite one from this entire series, which is from Megalobox, and it's Joe against Yuri. And that fight is so good. Like
that is a good one.
The build up to that fight.
That's a really good one.
Dude, I was crying for the build up to that fight because I was like, fuck.
Megalobox is
great, dude.
Good.
Yeah, he's not a robot. General.
If you have not seen Megalobox, watch Megalobox. It's so good.
I have not seen it yet.
You should definitely watch it.
It's so good. It's so
good. I gotta watch Megalobox 2.
Yeah,
that one I still have to watch, Megalobox 2. But yeah, the rest of it, oh, so good.
Yeah. God.
I would have said something from Nomad, but I knew someone, or you guys haven't seen the second one. But come on, that one's so good.
It really is.
So good. Both series are so good.
Yeah, they are. Ooh. They are for sure. All right, Barry, I hate asking, but
no, you don't. Come on, man.
All Naruto.
All Naruto.
Probably.
That other Rock Lee fight. The other kind
of Rock Lee and then Rock Lee.
My favorite one is the Sasuke and Naruto fight at the very end.
Guys, I got Rock Lee and then Rock Lee. And then you guys know Rock Lee's in Naruto?
Yeah. Just in case you didn't know, his teacher, Guy Sensei, was also in there.
That's cool. They should be in more stuff.
Glad Boruto didn't make it.
My close ones were, it's a whole series, Fog Hill of Five Elements, Chinese animation all the way when it comes to hand-to-hand fighting.
I've heard of that. One.
It's good. I can't pick just one fight because the whole series is good. Hmm. And then one I wanted to pick just to fuck with everyone was Yu-Gi-Oh! Versus Pegasus. It was good. It was dramatic.
Ends it with Yu-Gi-Oh!
Man.
Yeah, Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh!
No, Yugi had to work in that fight. He had to have this ploy, and he had to drop the fucking Sky Castle with the Invincible guys on the card.
Yes.
Genius.
Yeah. Beat Toon World.
Yeah. There was a lot of motions in that fight.
Dragon.
There was.
Listen.
I, to be honest, I thought you were going to say the whole Yugi Kaiba fight before the tournament Kaiba threatens to like jump off the bridge jump off the bridge.
Yeah, I'm going to kill
right now if I lose.
Hey, you can win, but you probably will kill me. So, what are you going to do, 15-year-old kid?
Kaiba was tough, man.
Yeah. You forget Kaiba's not like 30 because he looks like he is.
Most of the characters in Yu-Gi-Oh! Look like they're older than they are.
Yeah. Except for Yugi when he's like, you're like, oh, cool, you're in middle school, and now you're a grown man.
Yes. And you got that fantastic voice acting by Joey Wheeler.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's the whole point to watch the dub. Him and Kuwabara.
Hey, Yugi.
Hey, Yugi.
He's got to get it in there.
He's got to get it in there. He would have had a good role.
Yeah, that's Yugi, boy.
They're like, we'll figure it out.
God.
All right, Josh, what do you got?
All right. So, a good fight is Stingmon and XVmon versus Kuwamon.
Oh, wow.
Digimon.
Yeah.
First,
that's actually really good.
Digivolve in the series.
Yep.
Digital monsters.
Ash, what do they digivolve into?
Shut up. That was one of the fucking questions. Fuck you.
Aieldramon.
There was it.
So they're fighting that Kuwamon. And then Davis is like, whoa, I feel my heartbeat. And then he's like, no, that's Ken's heart. It was emotion. Mm-hmm. It was like a love story.
Oh, you know what emotion is?
Yeah. I often feel both emotions, which are anger and hunger.
It's true. Sometimes at the same time.
This one right here.
Always at the same time.
It's the fundamental of manhood.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Another great fight I wish I could put on there was BitCloud versus Vega Obscura. Zoids, the last battle.
Okay.
The Berserk Führer. Versus the Liger Zero. Liger Zero, all three of his advanced armors are destroyed. He's in the basic armor.
Yeah.
And he's just got the Strike Laser Claw up against Berserk Fear's throat. And Berserk Fear is just blasting that.
It's a good one.
Knocked into the sky.
It's a great fight.
And
I want a remastered Zoid so bad.
I would love for a remastered Zoids.
Yeah. That was so good.
it was. Zoids was ahead of its time for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. It's so
you guys ever play the game on the GameCube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that game so much.
I hated that game. I still hate that game. I still play it occasionally, but I hate it.
I think
I play occasionally, but I hate it.
I still love playing the Monster Rancher game for the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, man.
Monster Rancher, I remember that.
It's a solid, I love Monster Rancher. Made no sense.
Nope. Oh, no, it didn't.
But, you know, why not? All right, so... For me, one of the two is Zoro versus Ryuma from Thriller Bark in One Piece.
Yeah,
it's just a good fight between like two samurai heavy influence guys, and so that is obviously speaks to me pretty heavily. So I know I just love that fight. It's a short fight, but it's really symbolic because like Zoro's actually like trying to go after these swords now, and he has to defeat this guy. Like it's Thriller Bark's not the greatest. In general, but that fight is top tier. And then I'm gonna throw
away from Wano, and it says it multiple times. Yeah, you're like what the hell is Wano?
And it's so relevant now. His relevant now.
Yeah, and now you're like, oh right, got it. Forethought.
Now, I remember that.
I remember that from 400 episodes ago when you had that fight with that one guy. And they kept mentioning Wano, and you're like, I guess this will come up at some point.
What are the odds?
Yeah, and not here we are.
Full 400 episodes to get you
400
back.
Episodes to fill in the plot hole. And then one Gundam one. Early G Gundam going... Early going Shining Gundam versus Dragon Gundam.
I remember that one.
Yeah,
I do remember that one.
The first ever tie that Domon has in the anime... when he's like blown the arms off of Dragon Gundam and he's like, oh, I win. And then Dragon Gundam has his tail at his neck. And it was like the perfect stalemate. Great end to like the Shuffle Alliance introduction arc where he's like beating the rest of them clean. And then he ties this kid from Mongolia. is so good. Such a good fight.
Gotta watch those Mongolians.
I'm not a big mech fan, but I'll give respect to G Gundam. Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
I'm gonna get a G Gundam tattoo.
G Gundam.
only top fans get G Gundam tattoos over their heart.
You know, my face, right here.
I'll put Tequila Gundam right there, then.
Right there.
Tequila Gundam goes right there.
Right on your cheek, right there.
Oh, my God.
Just full Gundams, just
full Gundam,
full Gundam on your face.
Dude, just RX-78 painted
just
on your face.
Just right on your face.
Just the line, full Gundam on your face. Just there's something about that that does not sound right.
I get my whole body tattooed, like the armor, so I just look like a Gundam.
There you go. You're a Gundam at all times.
You can be a weapons Gundam like this. I mean, shit, that makes it easier.
Yeah, your dick is the sword that you have at all times. Yeah. Like, yep. The default, you got this.
It's like the GIF where it's the Gundams holding the sword and it shoots out like a fucking lightsaber and shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Good stuff.
I think that's a pretty solid. Top list, and it's pretty solid.
I think it's an overall.
It's a good. There's some good animes in there. If you haven't watched a lot of things that we mentioned, there's some stuff in there to watch for sure.
We particularly recommend Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon.
Yeah, watch those two for sure. Yes. And then just the rest of it as you see fit.
The real ones know.
Yeah,
yeah,
the
real one. Yeah.
Yeah.
The takeaway from everyone's list is One Piece is the best anime.
And Yu Yu Hakusho. Just watch One Piece and Yu Yu Hakusho, and you're probably going to be off to a really good start.
Yeah,
legendary anime.
And definitely. Just Rock Lee fights, and then you watch.
And then just yeah, and then just Rock, yeah. Rock Lee fights, and you watch Naruto.
Those three alone will take like a year and a half. So
yeah, and then we got this. See, we got it. You got some good solids in there. Does everyone minus the three of us want to plug all your shows? I don't really care who goes first.
Ash, go first.
Fight to death. Jesus Christ. All right, cool. Hi, I'm Ash Bashram for the Simi for Senpai podcast. You can find me and my two other co-hosts, Daddy Coon and Psychotix, on all platforms, Amazon, Google, Apple. Our Twitter is SimpXSenpaiPod. And I also Twitch stream twitch.tv/Ezio619A. So if you guys want to see me play some games or do anime, I'm going to be doing an anime challenge actually tomorrow, which probably if the people are watching this, they'll know.
You also have an Instagram that you don't use.
Yeah, Ash_Basham_619. With like I have 1,000 fucking followers on there, and I don't even fucking post anything. I haven't posted anything since like I think. Almost what 6-7 months?
You're a good man.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we're just Segway Summit everywhere. Twitter, Twitch, Instagram. Yeah, everything's just Segway Summit. And then you have Pug Girl 99.
I like to collect plushies. We got our cards, gaming, so
yeah, all of our anime collection there. Stuff.
I've been working a lot.
Very nice. And anyway, I don't know if yours is
I cannot figure out my schedule to start a podcast. I have it. I have everything ready, but just like I can't figure out my schedule, like because I'm so busy right now starting it. Follow me on Twitter, Anime of the Week on Twitter. I'll post the link to the Discord, Degenerate Weebs Discord, talk about anime. Spoilers, whatever you want. Show some titties. You know, there's a lot of them. Been reading a lot.
That's the best fucking page.
And that's pretty much it.
And Mitch, did you have one? Justin didn't tell us anything.
Hello, I'm Mitch. Konnichiwa. I am the one of three knuckleheads on a little anime podcast called Talkin' Anime, where we talk about all things anime. We are the hashtag best worst anime podcast around. And also, if you are a fan of the wonderful world of Wizard of the Coast's tabletop game, D&D, and you love Bleach, well, come to Spotify and check out Roll Pock Toe, where I DM a bunch of knuckleheads as they try and go through my world of Bleach. And if you want to find out anything else about me, voice acting. I have a show out now that I'm voicing in. The trailer's out for it. It's called School in a Nutshell. I am one of the voice actors in that as well. Yeah, that's really it. Talking Anime Network on all the socials if you need to find out what the hell's going on with me.
There you go.
Solid plug. Solid plug.
Solid plug. Talk
solid
about
plug
it.
Right there. There
great plugs, everyone.
Exactly.
Justin won't forget any of that in the show notes.
No, he won't forget all.
That's why I was clicking everything so I could remind myself where everything was.
God.
All right, Josh, you want to close us out?
Yeah. Thanks for coming in, kiddos, and checking us out. Make sure to rewind that tape, slide it back under your dad's bed so he doesn't know you're watching it again. Pull us out next week. We'll be reviewing Kengan Ashura. And then the week after that, we'll be doing round three of our world famous anime trivia.
Yeah,
Justin has never won.
Fight for his title.
Well, damn. I mean, when you cheat, it's pretty easy to win.
Fired.
Damn. I watched that massacre. Yeah. That was beautiful.
Yeah. That's just like Rock Lee saying, like, fuck this, I'm taking the weights off.
It smells like bitch in here.
All right, I'm done. All right.
Thanks for watching, guys. Mark, end the show abruptly.